I think the group stages is all about, you know, getting the results. And as I stated before the game, I knew it was going to be probably our toughest game in the group. Donegal on its own is a long history, local derby. I said it already that Brian Dorian had taken an extra dimension to the Donegal team since he took over 2 or 3 years ago. The high respect for Brian as a coach and a manager. And, you know, for large parts of the game, I say they're probably really, really disappointed to leave it nothing.
Yeah, because when you look back on the chances that Donegal created before they even equalised, they should have found the mark long before they did.
Yeah, I think in the first half the two chances they had came from maybe errors, you know, by our players, but that's part and parcel of the game. You know, Donegal had the chances. Kevin made a brilliant double save, and then he made another reaction save, and we were quite fortunate to get those cleared away in the scramble. Second half, Donegal definitely, you know, had the better of it. Might not have had a lot of clear chances. They had one header from a free kick that, you know, looked like he should have scored. And, you know, we definitely got away with it there.
Yeah, but still in all, another 3 points, and it came with another late winner, Dermot.
Yeah, I just said to the players there, that's the third year in a row that we've had Donegal with a late winner. They must be sick of the sight of us. The goal itself is quality goal. Like, you know, we broke on the left, and couple of good interchange of passes, and then switched into the middle, and Sean Doherty slipped it out to Anthony Doherty, and you know, it was one of those undefendable crosses really that Terence just had to get anything on it to score, and he duly did.
Yeah, well, tell me the performance tonight. I mean, judging by your body language, you'd be a wee bit disappointed with the performance despite the good result.
I'm very disappointed with our performance. I've told the players that I'm the first to lavish praise on the players when they play well. I actually said I struggle to think how long it is since we had such a poor performance, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of things that were going against us, little wee things all over the pitch, and Donegal coming back at us had the momentum when they equalised, and in fairness, was it, you know, they had won the game after losing the first game, but I thought we showed great character to dig out, you know, a moment of quality to get the winner. You know, lesser teams would have folded, and that's the positivity. We generally tend to improve and you know, in the new year in this competition, so hopefully it's an omen as in previous years.
Yeah, because I mean, listen, this is a difficult competition, Dermot, but Inis Oghain have a good record in recent seasons. I'm sure you'll be hoping that your guys can take it on from here, get out of the group and move forward.
Yeah, it's a brilliant competition, inter-league competition. You're representing your league. I think, you know, I have to say that the Donegal players, there's some rumours during the week of maybe discontent on that, but the players that had there deserve great credit because they definitely played for their manager. We take the Oscar Tinner very seriously. We've had a fabulous run on it. The boys made history here by winning it 2 years ago. We've lost two semi-finals and we lost a final. So, you know, we feel we have a wee bit of unfinished business in it.